Many look forward to a rainy day in the valley to make the drive to the White Tank Mountain Range. Sure, it has more than 25 miles of trails for hikers, horseback riders, and bikers, but the attraction flows much deeper than that.
So we're going to walk up that way?
Yep, it's a mile up.
Did you know there's a White Tank Mountain waterfall that cascades down about 80 feet?
Well, it's created by rain runoff, so after a good rain is the best time to try to come and see the waterfall.
White Tank Mountain Ranger Jessica Bland is my tour guide. I've been waiting weeks to see it, so after a recent overnight rainfall, I thought this would be a good time to visit.
Winter rains, in my experience so far, seem to produce better waterfalls than the summer monsoon rains. We definitely have waterfalls after the summer monsoons, but the rain is coming so quickly that the waterfall comes and goes very quickly as well.
The trail to the waterfall is lush with Sonoran desert landscape, including shrubs, trees, and wildlife. The rain has stopped. The clouds hover over the mountain peaks like cotton candy. The canyon rock formations become clear, and our voices begin to echo.
We're getting there, aren't we?
Need a hand at all?
Ooh, look at this.
All that's left is a trickle of water slowly making its way down over the white granite rock to the small pond below at the end of the trail.
It's always a treat to be able to see a waterfall in the desert, even if it's occasional. But White Tank has a lot of history. We have evidence of several different Native American cultures that lived in or came through this area.
Bland says the waterfall was a reliable source of water for wildlife and people who lived here for thousands of years. It's evident in the petroglyphs found on the way to and near the waterfall.
Coming back here into this little canyon area, we see evidence of somewhat of a fault line. So geologically, there was a lot going on. But then also the rain runoff has created this area here in the basin where the water is retained.
Land says natural catchments, like this one at the bottom of this waterfall, are referred to as tanks. She says there was a large one in the area, used as a water stop along a stagecoach route in the mid to late 1800s. And seeing that this mountain range is mostly granite and maintains its white color when water falls through its canyons, the area was called White Tank Mountain. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.